Here we are. Welcome to our pre-show for Friday, the 27th. And I probably did something I shouldn't do, but I bought another bag of candy. These are Hershey's Kisses, and the ever deadly Reese's Mini Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah. Yes, sweet tooth. I don't think there's any denying it. And there's Billy West. Hey, Billy. Now, what's Billy West doing on CNN? Oh, is he doing like a Trump impression? I love it, man. I don't get CNN's trip here, man. We did this whole thing, you know, where really who's fucking up and who isn't. And I maintain the fucking media, the news media, is fucking up in ways different from what a lot of people would say. This is false news or fake news. I think they're fucking up because they're allowing too much. They're allowing too much obvious shit to be taken as serious news. It's like saying somebody comes out and says polio is not really a bad thing. Polio is, you know, overblown. It's not as scary as people think. It's obvious bullshit. The news media treats that, well, it's a point of view that we have to cover it equally with polio's bad. What the fuck? Why? So that's been their biggest failing. Treating obvious shit, provably obvious shit as, you know, real deal. What's up, Thunder? Honey, I ain't gonna be going upstairs anytime soon. I got all kinds of shit I gotta do. So on top of that, I'm eating candy, and you know, put it all together and what have you got? I'll collapse and be dragged into the shadows later on tonight. I thought we'd do a Steve Ozell, because I found a song here that, you know, this is a song called The Snakes Crawl at Night. It's an old country song by Charlie Pride. And the first time I heard it, I was driving home from San Francisco to Ventura, back when I was just starting my talk show in Ventura at KVEN. And I had been painting my girlfriend's house. I'd been helping her paint her house up in Oakland. And
Thunder, yo.
And I don't know how she talked me into this, but I'm commuting between San Francisco and Ventura, I mean, probably three times in a month, the span of a month, maybe a month and a half, or maybe four times a month and a half. So I go up there, paint the house, come back, and I did all of this. It was amazing. I would make it back to work. I'd spend the night there and then make it back to work in time for, like, I think I had a 1 o'clock air shift. It's a five-hour drive from San Francisco, so I have to drag my fucking ass out of bed, jump in the car. I mean, I must have really loved this girl. Well, I did love this girl, and her name will not be announced here on the show because she's sort of well-known, and she's now currently married. Now, you know, she wouldn't mind, I don't think, but I'm not going to do it. Anyway, the whole point of the thing is, here goes another Reese's Pieces, or Reese's Mini Cup. So, driving home, San Joaquin Valley, Interstate 5, you hit the country music belt there. It's all pretty oaky, infused country. This is an area where the Oklahoma Dust Bowl people settled back in the 30s, and so ever since then, it's been a pretty well-established community of Californians of Oklahoma origin, big country music fans, and Bakersfield, sitting right smack dab in the middle of that, is the California Nashville, they say, or the West Coast Nashville, Bakersfield. Nowhere near as glamorous as Nashville, don't get me wrong. But Bakersfield has its, you know, places. It's got the Roy Clark or Buck Owens Club. I went there with Lauren. And they have the Padre Hotel, which we stayed at, which is kind of a millennial rock and roll kind of a club or a hotel. And a lot of groovy things like that. And as you drive through there, you're hearing a hell of a lot of country music. Up and down the fucking dial. And that's where I first heard this song, The Snakes Crawl at Night. I guess it was Charlie Pride singing it. I thought it was, it sounded a little bit different. It sounded a little bit more like it was a lesser known artist. But nonetheless, it probably was Charlie Pride. And it's basically about a guy who's driving home and he sees a car parked in his driveway. And it's a guy who's, you know, excuse me for, you know, putting it, banging his wife. Or no, actually, yeah, it's a guy who's banging his wife. And he sees a shadow slip from the house into the car and they take off. And is that what they do? Yeah, I guess they split. And he waits for them in the shadows with a gun. And we don't hear him actually say, I killed them. All we do is we hear him cut from singing this song to now he's in the courtroom being sentenced to death. So pretty much, you know, you make the connection there. And I thought it was just, I thought, forgive me for saying this, but I thought it was the most, I thought it was hysterically funny. I thought it was just hysterically funny. Some guy, oh, the snakes. And I thought, and this was before Steve Bozell was invented. Not too much before Steve Bozell was invented. Steve Bozell got invented in Atlanta. And I was still in Ventura. So probably all of this was feeding into the eventual creation of Steve Bozell. But the song is a Steve Bozell song. I'm waiting in the shadows for my woman to come out. And the only question is, would Steve have the balls to, you know, actually kill his wife? Probably not. And the way I've written Steve, and the way I've sort of written April, his wife, they don't cheat on each other. They're faithful. If there's any cheating going on, it's probably April, but she seems to, on some level, to be devoted to Steve. Maybe it's just because he's a good earner and he takes care of the family financially, but maybe Steve suspects her. You know that he's never going to kill her. He would never do that, but he fantasizes. We know Steve has an active fantasy life of, you know, wanting to do all these things. So we're going to do Steve Bozell today. We're going to do a Steve Bozell show, and we're going to have that. And also, he's going to be talking about something that we hit on Twitter that I thought of, which is, don't ever order something overnight, because it only puts pressure on the guys in the warehouse, and they wind up just destroying the shit. And, you know, they get all nervous, and they try to push the stuff out the door too fast. They wind up stepping on it, smashing it, breaking it. So Steve will give us a little bit of his experience doing that. Okay? Okay. Oh, this is one of those retrospective. Get this shit out of here, man. It's a retrospective of 2019. Boxing. Cowboys, Eagles? What? This must be a replay of last weekend. Gotta be a replay of last weekend. NFL channel, NFL Network. Wait a minute. This is Thursday night. Ain't there a game on? Yeah, there's a fucking game on, isn't there? Yeah. Let me see if the thing's on Sports Mix here. No, there's a soccer game on. Where's the football, motherfucker? Is it on ESPN? CBS has got a poker game on. This is probably some Champions League game that's on, or Mexican League. You got basketball over here on TNT. Let me see what's on ESPN. Ah, shit. Where is the World Series of Poker? So you're fucking up on me, DirecTV. You're not highlighting anything. Let me look at 206, which is Pittsburgh and Eastern Michigan. That's a fucking football, the Quick Lane Bowl. Jesus Christ, is that sad? I get it that bowl games are about money. Just that's all they're about. There's no, who gives a shit about the Quick Lane Bowl? It's just a way of grabbing some dollars. Now, the people that sponsor the game, the Quick Lane people, I guess it's worth it to them to get a fast plug. But NFL Network. This game was last weekend, man. Which I think is a groovy thing, don't get me wrong. But Mexico Primera Division, so that's Division One or First Division Mexican football. Monterrey and America. No, wait a minute, man.
Yeah, Steve, you and I had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, Steve. We had a really good time. I enjoyed it a lot, being with you and everyone. Steve, we had a good time. I enjoyed it a lot, being with you and everyone.
Yeah, so,
testing 1, 2, 3. We had to, the board defaulted to its original EQ set, which is just to its original flat setting, and I had to go back and goddamn figure out the EQ again, because the EQ is very tough with this satellite setup that we're using for our phone now. It's a telephone connected to two numbers, but it's not a landline. Which when it worked well was really good. The problem is the company that was providing it was Frontier, and Frontier proved to be just fucking terrible. And they don't seem to give a shit either, which is fine. As soon as they get the franchise to somebody else around here, man, maybe I'll go back to getting a landline. I don't know. I had to work with Premier or with Frontier. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck. They didn't. And even the guy, even the tech, said to me, "Don't kill the messenger, sir." So it's not like he hadn't heard it before, you know. Well, I'll be a motherfucker. I thought there was a game tonight. All right. Steve Bozell. The snakes come out at night. This is the Steve Bozell Show. What did we call Steve's show? Did we call it something like Steve Bozell? All right, baby. The only thing... Oh, my mother. I really do. I got to go get my phone now because I got a finger. I know I have one spot to do. I think we got a promo we have to do, though. So any music we're going to play here? Anything, man? Just in time for New Year's.
The coffin bangers were about to...
Fuck off. All right. Well, we got another soccer game down here in the bottom left-hand corner. It looks like Manchester United and somebody. Okay. Sorry, it's just me and my soccer obsession. Official Lakers podcast. Okay, so then we have Pluto TV. We already did the other thing, right? How many of these Plutos do we do? Four or five? Whatever happened to the Transylvania twist? Right. testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes, that's right. That's correct, Steve. Yes, that is correct, Steve. And we had an awful lot of, I remember the, well, a box fell on Steve.
Yeah, the box fell on me.
Box fell on Steven. That's all she wrote. You got up, he was humiliated, he wandered off. We couldn't find you for a few days.
I mean, a few days. I mean, I came back. I went out in that back field.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we had a field out back that Steve would wander into and just think about things.
Testing 1, 2. All right, what? So, like this. This is how it goes. It's a groovy thing. General Kalen Shaw here for Pluto TV. Whoa.